Well, hi everyone. My name is Brant Coffey and I'll be attending Baylor University, Sick 'em Bears, this August. My testimony is not just my own, but one many have experienced, and even greater, one God has had written since the beginning of time. Although I grew up in a Christian home, I never really saw God as a loving father. I knew some verses and all the words to the songs, but in my mind, this God couldn't have been good because I couldn't understand why a loving father would allow so many painful things to happen to me. You see, apart from having my parents divorce when I was 7 and becoming addicted to pornography later at age 12, I was emotionally and verbally bullied every other day from 3rd to 6th grade by the guys in my class. I would come to school and try to stay to myself, using this as a sort of shield because I recognized that I was different from them, being more artistic and musical than athletic. But it was that very isolation that made me vulnerable. I still remember every word that was ingrained into my head, being told I wasn't a boy, I was gay, and other crude words. While I never surrendered to or pursued a gay lifestyle, I grew confused on who I truly was. I was stuck wondering, am I who these people say I am? And as I grew up, I was left broken and feeling like I couldn't trust anyone, not even my own family and not this God I'd heard of. If you had looked at my life at that point, I was truly living out the cry of Romans 7:24, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Because of bullying, my life was set up perfectly to be filled with anger, bitterness, depression, same-sex attraction, anxiety, addiction, insecurity. So I believed and was beaten down by every lie the devil could have and did say to me. But God causes all things to work for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose for them, Romans 8:28. During that time, I didn't want to listen to Christians, learn about Jesus, or go to church at all. But one Sunday in 7th grade, I decided to go out of the blue so that I wouldn't be pushed by my family anymore. It was that day the guy standing on stage had a literal cage, I'm not kidding, a literal cage, which he got inside of and said, "This is what my life looks like without Christ. I'm trapped by all my sin and I have no hope." He then unlocked the door, stepped out and said, "This is what Jesus does. He sets you free." And my eyes were just opened. I saw that what I was craving most was freedom from pain and security in the darkness, and that this Jesus was trustworthy and gave hope. So I let the tears roll down and I was like, "I'm getting healed today, give me Jesus," and gave my life to Christ. And let me tell y'all, it's been a greater roller coaster ride ever since. God knew that I thought giving your life to Christ would mean that my life would never see troubles again. And that is farthest from the truth. I still face insecurity around other guys and just people because for so long I was told that I was not a man and not worthy of brotherly love. But Jesus came into my life through young men in a small group who welcomed me in with open arms and who'd reflect Jesus' unconditional love as they loved me. I still find myself at times doubting God's goodness because I didn't think I could trust him. But my Heavenly Father came in and called me out into all those storms to show me he's never left me and he will never stop fighting for my life. I still can become angry and isolate myself in times of stress, but the Holy Spirit has proven he lives in me and will guide me, since my heart now swells for the broken and finds joy in comforting them, telling them about the hope I have found in the one who died for all. He has redeemed my pain. And I want to tell you, if you don't know him, he wants to do the same for you. Wherever you've been, whatever you've done, it doesn't matter to him because he wants you. The verse that will forever be written on my heart is Romans 8:38 through 39, which says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the past nor things to come, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Rest in this tonight. Be open to those least like you, and thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.